The seven archetypes are the generalist, the strategist, the researcher, the architect, the artist, the author, and the design operations. So just though you might identify as a designer, figuring out what fills you up and what you feel comes more naturally and enjoyable to you is a way to differentiate still being a designer in the space. It's just where might you add more value beyond just being something that everybody else can also do. I'll slow it down and kind of go through each one of how they've been defined for me and the designers that I help and the kind of way that you're talking about is like, how do people find their location and know how to market themselves? So we'll just go 1 through 7. Number one, I call the generalist. Mm-hmm. That is in its name, the one that maybe runs the most end to end. So in smaller organizations, maybe there's less specialists. You might be responsible for doing all or any of the 6 additional roles that we'll go through. So that first one is a generalist. You'll generally see like a product designer or UX designer as job titles to accommodate for that. The second role is going to be what I've branded the strategist. So these are people, roles, job titles generally sound like a service designer, a strategic designer. They're the ones who are looking at more of that blank canvas environment, probably doing workshop and discovery sessions to really figure out like what's going on or how are all these different things interconnected. So what's the strategy, maybe at like an umbrella level for how an experience might come together. The third archetype that we'll talk about is what's called the researcher. And the researcher is job titles might be like a user researcher, a UX researcher, and they're the ones who are either involved really early to do a bunch of quantitative and qualitative research on your potential users, or they're involved later in the experience when you need to do user testing or any sort of like proof of concept evaluation type research. There are roles dedicated to just doing research where you're not actually creating the artifacts that are being tested. So yes, you're a designer. Maybe the research is something that you want to lean into more. There's a way to do that. And then the fourth one is going to be that architect. That's the one that I identify the most with. Job titles around that would be things like your interaction designer, your UX architect. Those are the ones where you're really, if you think about building a house, the architect is the one who looks at building the blueprints of the floor plans or maybe your user flows and journey maps around what the experience is going to be before you worry about the design or the actual colors and pixels of that experience. So it's a lot more of the strategy in that regard. The fifth one is the artist. So that is where, when you think of designer, that's the stereotype that comes to mind. That could be anybody from the audience of like your graphic designers, your UI designers, your visual designers, web designers, like those are all different places of like, you are the artist. The work that you create is beautiful. It works. It's really pretty and appealing to the eye. There's generally going to be aspects of the other archetypes in there, but that's the one where it's like, if you're a designer, that's the stereotype that generally gets related the most. The sixth one is actually the author. So you might not be a designer in the sense of creating pictures or flows, but you're going about the one who's actually writing the text. So content designer is a job title, UX writer. If you have any sort of like journalism background or you love just writing, the author place is an environment in tech where you can still do that and not feel like you just have to work for a newspaper or a book publication. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of author roles that I help designers get into. And then the seventh one is what I call design operations. So I've actually helped a number of people transition into being a designer, like teachers, for example, who actually are like in teaching, they're more doing operations and planning. You're doing that in the design space in a role that's like a digital producer or a design program manager. It's still very much a part of the designer field. You are creative. You're just really the one helping do the logistics or the operations behind the designers who are maybe delivering the artifacts that build the experiences.